Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hello and welcome to this VI Talk Wellbeing session. If you're listening to this on the recording, you're welcome. And just introduce myself very briefly. My name is Pat Hudson. I'm a mindfulness teacher and I've been teaching mindfulness meditations and wellbeing sessions with VI Talk since March 2020. So just coming up for 6 years. Mindfulness is slightly different from other meditations in that it's about paying attention on purpose in the present moment. But also, according to Shamash Alidina, who's a mindfulness teacher based here in the UK, mindfulness is also infused with qualities of kindness and curiosity, acceptance and openness. So we often, with mindfulness, focus on the breath as an anchor. And if you're unsure during any of the meditations, just coming back to the breath. Some people find that they don't like focusing on the breath, and that's fair enough. So in that case, if you want to, you can focus on an anchor of your own choosing. It may be a neutral part of the body, an elbow, a little toe, or it could be an object of refuge, such as a good luck charm, or some people have lucky stones. So whatever you consider a good luck charm. And there'll also be periods of silence during the meditations, just to let you focus on what's going on in the present moment, or just to simply relax, depending on the type of meditation we're doing. So we'll make a start. So just finding a comfortable position. This could be lying down. It could be sitting. It could be sitting in a chair. It could be sitting on the floor, on a cushion. Could even be standing if you want. You might be listening to this as you're moving about, and that's absolutely fine. So just find your uncomfortable position, starting to quieten the mind and the body. And taking a few deep, full breaths at your own pace. And simply allowing your breath to find its own natural rhythm. And knowing in this moment that there's nothing you need to do, as even your body knows how to breathe all by itself. So just allowing yourself to rest in the rhythm of your own breath. Feeling into the rhythm of the breath. Resting in this rhythm. And maybe taking some moments to scan through the body, just to notice how your body may be holding this evening or the day so far. Maybe noticing any points of tightness or tension or clenching. And the usual culprits are the brow, the jaw, the shoulders, the chest, and the belly. Just becoming curious about the tension that may be there, if indeed there is tension. No need to judge or get lost in the story about the tension. Just simply label it. And if there's no tension, that's brilliant. But simply be curious. Observe and notice what's arising in the present moment. And after the next full round of breath, just lowering your chin to your chest and reequating yourself to the space that you're in. So, quite often we have a theme to the meditations that that I'm reading for you. But this month we haven't got a particular theme, so we're going to be doing a couple of things. We're going to do a mindful and grounded meditation, a body scan, and then a relaxation at the end, and close with a poem. So we'll start with a mindful and grounded meditation. So just finding your comfortable position. Try and relax and soften your eyes. And letting the rest of the muscles in the face soften and relax. Allow the relaxation to spread downwards into the jaw. Going down. Letting the shoulders drop downward into the torso. Softening the belly. As there is a downward movement of relaxation. Start to notice the points of contact between the body and the surface beneath it. That surface may be a chair, a bed, you may be lying on the floor or sitting on the floor. But whatever the surface is, there is a connection to the earth. Through the surface beneath you. We start to get a sense of the body resting on the earth, feeling the stability and stillness of the earth beneath us. And being that we are of the earth and not separate from it. And as we connect with the stability and stillness of the earth below that supports us, the body starts to become still. Stable. Grounded. Start to become aware of this very close relationship between feeling the body and having the body soften and relax into stillness. So, feeling the body and relaxing the body support and deepen one another. And how is it simply sitting on the earth? What's your relationship to that right now? Is it contentedness? Or is there resistance? We're just noticing and observing Not judging. We can also widen our attention to encompass other parts of the body that aren't in contact with the earth. Noticing what sensations we feel there, if any. And allowing our attention to be wider, having a sense of feeling the whole body at once. The whole body, which includes parts not connected to the earth, as well as the parts connected to the earth, feeling the stillness and the stability of the earth. Feeling the stillness and the stability of the body. Starting to connect with the body more as a field of changing sensations, as opposed to a solid form with sharp edges. And taking a moment to feel your body in this way. It's just a field with tiny changing sensations. Yet connected, grounded, resting on the earth.
Starting now to become aware of the sensations of the breath, which are part of this larger field of sensations. Staying present and grounded with these sensations for the moment. As we come towards the end of this mindful and grounded practice, once again, just return to noticing the points of contact between yourself and the surface beneath you. And after the next full round of breath, just starting to reacquaint yourself to the space that you're in. I'll just give you a moment or two, just sitting quiet reflection, reflecting on maybe what any sensations that arose during that practice. We'll just sit quietly. So our next practice is a body scan. The body scan is one of the core practices in mindfulness. And you might fall asleep during this practice. It's one I often fall asleep to. In fact, if I'm awake and awake in the night, I'll often use a body scan just to try and get myself back to sleep. But if any of the area of your body that we're going to scan through is too difficult to stay with, just move your attention to another part of the body for a while. Or if you want, you can move your attention to your anchor, whether that be a breath or some other anchor that you've got, just allowing the exercise to be as comfortable as possible and then returning to the practice when you're ready. So, as always, finding your comfortable position, be sitting, standing, lying. And just taking a few moments to settle into that, to bring a sense of calm and quiet to your mind and your body. And start by becoming aware of your body as a whole, from the top of your head to the tips of your toes, without judging what you're aware of, but as best you can, Just bringing attention to your experience moment to moment. And I invite you now to narrow the focus of awareness to the feet, noticing any sensations that may arise in the toes, the soles, the tops of the feet, and the heels. You may feel tingling, you may feel a temperature change, or you may feel nothing, but just notice that as well. And leaving your feet, move your attention to your lower legs, your shins and calves. Noticing what arises moment by moment. Is it the same in both legs, or is there a difference? And turning your awareness gently to your knees. Noticing what's already present here. And letting go of your knees as the center of your awareness, moving your attention to the thighs of both legs. Feeling the weight of the legs on the surface beneath them. And gently noticing what other sensations there are here. And moving your awareness now to the lower back. The middle back. And the upper back. Feeling the gentle pressure where each part of the back meets the surface beneath it. And noticing any aches and pains here. And seeing if you can bring a sense of gentleness and a sense of kindness to these areas. Moving your attention now to the lower abdomen, the hips, and pelvis. Noticing any sensations or lack of sensations that there are here.
Turning your awareness now to the upper abdomen and the stomach, the place where we get our gut feelings, and noticing your attitude to this part of the body, seeing if you can allow it to be as it is. Accept any sensations that arise, whether they be positive, negative, or neutral. And being aware of the sensations without reacting to them. And shifting the focus now to the chest area, noticing the subtle rise and fall of the chest with the in and the out breath. Turning your awareness also to the rib cage. And if your mind has wandered into thinking, planning, worrying, or daydreaming, then just gently guiding it back to the part of the body you're focusing on. And moving your attention to the shoulders and neck, places where tensions are often held. Noticing any sensations that arise as you focus on the shoulders and neck. And bringing attention to your experience, moment to moment. And shifting your awareness onto the arms. The upper arms, the elbows, the lower arms, the wrists, the hands, and the fingers. Noticing what is already present here as you scan the arms and hands. Do sensations differ in each arm, or are they the same? And moving your attention to the back of the head. And bringing your awareness to the jaw. And being aware, moment by moment, of any changing pattern of sensations as you expand your awareness to include your mouth, cheeks, nose, ears, eyes, and the forehead. Noticing whether or not you can feel the pulse in the forehead. Noticing whether or not there is tightness or ease. And finally, moving your awareness to the top of the head, noticing any sensations that arise here. As we come towards the end of this practice, once again, widening your field of awareness to include the whole body, from the tips of the toes to the top of the head, noticing whatever is present. Is this the same as it was at the start of the practice, or is it different? And after the next exhalation, I invite you to lower your chin to your chest and reacquaint yourself to the space that you're in. If you wish, you can give yourself a stretch, roll your shoulders, have a drink of water, or even give yourself a hug. Do whatever feels right for you. We'll just have a moment of silence. So our final practice in this session is a passive relaxation practice. And the idea behind it is that it's going to induce a state of total mind-body relaxation. So it may mean you might fall asleep, and that's absolutely fine. That's what your body and your mind need. So this is a time for total relaxation and inner stillness. Taking a moment to make sure you're warm enough and you're comfortable. So take a long, slow, deep breath in, hold it for a moment, and slowly exhale, just allowing any tension to melt away as you gradually relax. Take another slow, deep breath in, hold it, then exhale, emptying your lungs completely with your out breath. And in your own time, taking a third breath in. And as you let it go, just allowing any tension to melt away as you gradually relax more and more deeply. And you feel yourself drifting into a state of deep relaxation. So allowing your breath to return to its natural rhythm. Bring awareness to the top of your head. Sense or imagine a feeling of relaxation beginning to spread down from the top of your scalp feel the muscles in your forehead and temples relax Allow your eye muscles to relax. Let your cheeks and jaw relax and soften, and let go of all tension. Now let this peaceful feeling flow down into your neck. Feel it loosening every muscle and every fiber. With each breath you take, this relaxing feeling becomes deeper and warmer. It works its way deep into the muscles of your shoulders, soothing them, releasing them. This peaceful feeling flows down from your shoulders and into your arms. It loosens the muscles in your upper arms, your forearms. Your hands, relaxing and soothing all the way to the tips of your fingers. And as your body relaxes, your mind relaxes, and your thoughts seem to become lighter. You're slipping further and further into a dreamlike state of stillness. And relaxation. Now bring your awareness to your chest.
and your stomach. And feel how this area of your body gently rises and falls as you breathe. And the peaceful sensation flows throughout this area of your body, soothing every muscle and relaxing every organ. You can feel it releasing every last molecule of tension. And turn your attention now to your upper back. And feel this relaxing sensation flow all the way down your spine. And as it gradually works its way down your body, your upper body, feel every muscle in your back relax and unwind. And feel that your entire body, your entire upper body, has become loose, limp, and relaxed. Now feel your hips relax as the peaceful feeling starts to work its way through your lower body. Relax your buttocks. Relax the back of your thighs. Relax the front of your thighs. And feel all those large, strong muscle groups becoming looser and more relaxed with each passing moment. The soothing feelings of relaxation flow down through your knees. And into your calves. Your ankles relax.
And now your feet relax. And allow your entire lower body to join your entire upper body in becoming completely relaxed, loose, and limp. Allowing any remaining tension from anywhere in the body to flow out through the tips of your toes. You're comfortable, relaxed, and peaceful. So I will leave you for a longer period of silence to allow you to sink into this serene sensation, relaxing more and more deeply with each breath.
And as we come towards the end of this relaxation practice, just starting to bring a little bit of movement to the body, maybe wriggling your fingers and toes, maybe just gently stretching, giving yourself a hug, whatever your body needs right now. So I read the closing poem, which is called Present Moment, Wonderful Moment by Thich Nhat Hanh, who was a Vietnamese Buddhist monk. I'm very well known in the world of mindfulness. Breathing in, I know I'm breathing in. Breathing out, I know I am breathing out. Breathing in, my breath grows deep. Breathing out, my breath grows slow. Breathing in, I feel calm. Breathing out, I feel at ease. Breathing in, I smile. Breathing out, I release. Breathing in, I dwell in the present moment. Breathing out, I know it is a wonderful moment. So I hope that you've enjoyed this session, whether you've joined me live or whether you're listening on the recording. So many thanks. And thank yourself for giving yourself the time to listen or to take part in this session today. Thank you.